The effort by the president and his team to shift the focus to Mr. Biden could boomerang, casting the Democratic frontrunner as a sympathetic figure unfairly attacked with foreign help. It could just as easily mark a defining moment for Mr. Biden, a 76-year-old politician first elected to the Senate in 1972. And long accustomed to playing by the more genteel political rules of a different era. Donna Brazile, the former Democratic National Committee chairwoman who led the party through Hillary Clinton's loss to Mr. Trump 3 years ago, said the exchange on Saturday in many ways feels like 2016. Just the prominent discussion of the actions of Mr. Biden and his son in Ukraine, regardless of the merits of the president's accusations, has the potential to hurt Mr. Biden, Ms. Brazile said. We're basically creating a political story which right now is undermining Joe Biden, when I do believe the real focus should be getting the substance of the complaint out to the American people as soon as possible, she said. On Saturday morning, Mr. Trump posted a video mashup of TV news footage of stories about Mr. Biden's son. "This is the real and only story," the president wrote, citing the reports by journalists seemed contradictory given the president's claim that the media had not reported on the issue, but the tweets signaled that Mr. Trump and his campaign organization would be doing as much as possible to sow doubt about Mr. Biden. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, a Biden backer, said that no matter who emerges as the Democratic nominee in 2020, that person will face misinformation and slashing personal attacks by the president and his campaign. "You have any other nominee, Trump will do something comparable to try to disadvantage that nominee," said Mr. Coons, as he walked with Mr. Biden into a Polk County Democratic Party event. "I don't see anything about this story that is specific to Joe Biden." So far, Mr. Biden's rivals, nearly all of whom have converged on Iowa this weekend, have been quick to assail Mr. Trump while avoiding commentary about how the president's accusations against the Bidens would affect the Democratic nominating contest.